We're here in Marshall celebrating all things Marshall. And what is Marshall known for besides obviously being a great community? Little America! Come on! When you think Marshall, you think of Little America. And Daryl, step on right over here so we could see you real nice. Here we go. Hi, Daryl. Give Daryl a big round of applause, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
I love the same hat that we see in the commercials. That's how I knew who you were. I was like, I recognize that hat.
It is the commercial hat.
How long have you been with Little America?
I've been with Little America about 30 years.
Whoa.
Did you start Little America?
I started Little America with Lee Merrick.
Okay.
That's where the funny name comes from.
Oh.
It was a play on his name.
Is your last name Little? No.
With the two K's in America, when you're spelling out Little America on Google, it's unique.
It's actually two R's.
Oh, two R's, that's right.
M-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Okay, there we go. We're learning things.
So why little roller coasters? Is it because they're cheaper to build than the big roller coasters? But why did you guys do that?
There's a big story behind Little America. It didn't start out to be a big amusement park or a little amusement park. It was something that started out with the trains, a love of trains between Lee and I, and eventually grew into the park.
That's great.
It was just a summer stop. A hobby that turned into a business. That really
and how happened. Many rides are at Little America now?
There are 25 rides at Little
America. Wow, that's amazing.
Well, we brought a little quiz to you, Daryl, since you've been part of Little America since the beginning. We have to have a little fun with you.
Now, are you a roller coaster fan? Do you ride, do you go to other parks and check it? Because I'd have friends that run a comedy club, and they go to other comedy clubs to check out how they do. Do you, go to other parks and ride some of those gigantic rides?
I do love roller coasters, but they don't let me out much. I get to work all the time.
Oh, yes.
Pity of being a boss. Okay, so we're going to do a little game called Roller Coaster or Monster Truck.
With Daryl from Little America.
So I'm just going to read you the title, a name, and you need to tell me if it's a roller coaster or a monster truck, okay?
Got it.
All right. Sudden Impact. Is that a roller coaster or a monster truck?
That is a roller coaster.
Is that correct?
That is a monster truck.
Oh. Come on, Daryl.
I wouldn't really
like a roller coaster.
I wouldn't want to ride anything with impact. I don't.
Oh, I see what you mean. All right, give him another one.
All right, Copperhead Strike. Is that a roller coaster or a monster truck? These are tough. See,
monster truck.
That is a roller coaster.
Of course it is.
All right, Daryl. We're
okay, we got one more. One more here.
Come on.
All right, Meteor.
That is our roller coaster.
That is correct.
That's good.
And a fun fact about the Meteor,
it
is not the tallest, it's not the longest, it's not the fastest, but it is the only wooden roller coaster in the world that's been moved twice and is still running.
Really?
Good for you guys.
That's really neat. That's great. And we appreciate what you do.
Yes.
And it's just neat seeing people doing something that they love. And it's very clear that you absolutely love doing that because you wouldn't be doing it for, 30 plus years?
That is correct.
That's
great.
Thank
you so much for representing Marshall today, Little America. And that's what it's all about, celebrating you, the community. We're here till 9 o'clock, Barrel Inn in Marshall. Come join us and have breakfast with today's Q106.